And Clinton Hill was
we're
Bedside.
Recording.
Yeah.
All right, Clinton we're back. No, we're talking about neighborhoods.
Keep going.
Yeah. Tell everybody.
Clinton Hill was Bed-Stuy.
Wow.
And it was a real estate thing. They're like,
it was
people
a real
won't
thing.
Move to Bed-Stuy, yeah. but they'll move. We call
and now they have Stuyvesant Heights, which is also just Bed-Stuy, but they changed the name there because they want to make people
that's
live farther
Dutch
on
Kills,
the
Dutch Kills, I think, is an old.
That's crazy.
Because if it was new, it would sound prettier than Dutch Kills.
Yeah, we got Big Titty Amber on the...
Fat FTA.
Fat Titty Amber.
By the way, people now ask me to sign things with that, so thank you. And they're always sort of disappointed that I'm like a hearty B-cup.
I'm sorry.
Is that what FTM stands for, Fat Titty Men?
Yeah.
Well, I'm FTM.
I am FTM.
Yeah, I took pills to become FTM.
You guys must have known guys with big titties, right? Like just voluptuous.
We know one.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't even. First of all, no.
That's
not what I'm talking about.
That's always so funny. Where they develop that posture.
Yes.
Where it's like
to hide their breasts.
Yeah. No, this is just what I look like.
These are pecs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That does actually seem like it really sucks. Like when you see a guy with just like knockers.
Like round.
Yeah.
Like not just a fat man. Like yes.
Yeah.
It is actually
that
like,
I want to suck
what I
on them.
I feel like a genuine pity for that.
Yeah.
Because that sucks.
Although there must, on it, some trans women probably get that dealt
their
hand.
No, I knew a girl who like,
that might be.
Well, they get top surgery.
Like,
but what I'm saying is, what if you're one of those guys, biologically?
So one of those guys can get top surgery like a trans woman.
Or
like a trans man.
They don't need top
surgery.
Sometimes
people have like, you know.
They want their titties.
More than one X chromosome. So they, you know, they got a head start.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thank you for trying to listen, Adam.
Well, I was just confused.
Yeah. I bet you were.
You're saying if a guy with droopy titties transitions.
Not droopy, beautiful titties.
Beautiful, circular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they get to hold on to those titties. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could do liposuction on the rest of their body to keep the titties. Because if you worked out, I knew a friend of mine who had big titties in high school. And
how
I was
about
just
wipe-y-po-suction? Yeah. Do you wipe-y-po-suction? Excuse me? Will you suck my penis?
That's just you calling, trying to get your dick sucked. Can I get wipe-y-po-suction?
A white male and I'm going to wipe-y-po-suction? You offer it, please.
Damn. I'm trying to get a happy ending, dude. Adam, tell
happy
me
ending
what
you massage?
Got. Yeah.
It's a good way to end a massage. I'll say that.
What? Yeah. What about a happy beginning?
Sex slave, take the rhythm.
No, not
hands.
A slave. I want an independent practice.
It'd be fun to sing that while getting the hand job.
Sex
slave, take the rhythm by your hands.
Go to Chinatown for
the
massage. Go to Williamsburg for a girl with a septum ring for the
happy
ending.
True. But that's a lot of travel.
If you want to be an ethical consumer,
you're right. Fuck.
If you talk about it on the pod, you can expense it.
I can expense it. What if they opened up? What if we started teaching septum piercing girls how to massage? What if I started a scholarship program for sex workers without the funds to go to masseuse school?
Yeah.
That could be my fucking.
I think that's a good idea.
My charity.
The Stabby Babies school for bitches who give back rubs.
Yeah, yes. And that way we can get ethical farm to table.
Ethnical.
Ethnical.
There's no ethnical consumption.
I would take ethnical consumption.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife, she passed away from ethnical consumption.
Well, what is that in this one?
That's mixing up a lot of things.
Yeah, it's tuberculosis.
Right? Oh, consumption. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Okay.
Sorry. Took me a minute.
She died of ethnical consumption.
So how was everybody's weekend? You know, we were just talking.
I saw Amber at the Bernie rally.
I'm jealous, dude. If you had sex with Susan Sarandon, I'm going to be pissed.
I fucked Susan Sarandon.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, when he dropped.
I fucked her first.
No.
But Amber fucked her first.
What?
But whatever.
I fucked Chris Sarandon. I made him take
You know what? You could do worse.
Is he hot?
Yeah.
Who is that? Her brother?
No, so Chris Sarandon and Sarah Sarandon got married when they both started being actors, and then she became famous and divorced him and kept his name.
That's right. We talked about that.
Oh, then
and she's more famous than him with his name, which is a really alpha move.
Between
that and the Perfect Big Naturals, frankly, she rules.
His credit is not being not Michael Norrie. As you see a guy, and you're like, is that Chris Sarandon? And it's Michael Norrie.
Oh, who's Michael Norrie?
Michael Norrie.
Norrie.
Yeah.
I think we had this exact
conversation. Chris Sarandon was
Jack Skellington.
Princess Bride.
That's right.
Yeah, he's in Princess Bride.
Like, that's, I think, his biggest role.
He's in Fright Night.
That Princess Bride is pretty big.
Yeah, and he does good in it.
I finally tried watching
that movie.
Never is
going to be as big as Sarandon.
It's gay.
Yeah.
It's gay.
Yeah, you can't watch it as an
adult. And if you like it, you're gay.
Yeah.
If you watch it as a kid, it was probably fine.
Yeah.
The same thing
I think
happened
Ted Cruz's favorite movie is The Princess Bride.
Really?
Yeah.
I rewatched Iron Giant recently, and that was good still.
Yeah. Was it?
I only saw that as an adult.
I've never seen it.
I don't remember. I think I saw it as a kid.
Stop, you would love Iron Giant.
Does he fight?
He's a giant who only wants to do good, but he's made as a war machine.
Damn. Is there fighting?
He doesn't know any better.
Damn, so he's just
the military
nice.
Military tries to kill him.
But he says, suck my dick, military.
Yeah, his will triumphs, and he goes against his evil nature.
That sounds good. I would watch that.
Yeah. It's about sacrifice. It's about
some epoxy.
It's Adam likes to fuck up. So he's going to touch super glue and then touch all a bunch of other stuff in my house. He wants to make sure he gets fucking silicone and super glue all over his fingers so he can then touch the microphone.
I like dried glue.
You're like a loose ball without any charm.
Yeah.
Would you peel it off your dick?
Would I peel dried glue off my dick if I had to? If I had it all over my dick, I probably would.
Would you smear it on in a thin layer for the express purpose of wiping it off?
No, but I used to eat it when I was a kid.
You were, well, not in a pot, like paste, right?
Paste eating kid.
You were the paste eater kid.
No, like the clear.
Cutting and pasting 401, which he took in his senior year at GW.
I did not have a senior MFA. Year, if you knew anything.
Guys, we're going to get our
I did 3 years. And graduated early.
Adam is the best one.
To have more time to have sex.
Can I?
To save money, Stavros.
Ma'am, Mrs. Teacher, I accidentally sucked on the glue stick like a dick.
I told you not to put anything that looks like a cylinder out here, or I will suck on it. My really mom wrote you the letter.
Adam in geometry class, like, Mrs. Feinberg, when are we going to learn about cylinders? It's like, Adam, calm down. We'll get to the cylinders. We're working on cubes right now. Can I move ahead in the book? I already did all the homework so we can get to the cylinder part.
That would be cool if someone was that gay.
Yeah. Yeah, if. Got his ass.
Yep.
Got his ass.
That would be funny to be in college and call the professor Mrs. Teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did that. I used to eat the glue that they'd affix mailers, in magazines, they'd affix the thing you tear out to mail around.
Like the clear stuff that you apply with the clear brush?
Yeah, I used to eat that when
There's
I was a
no
kid.
There's no way you
Because it had
that.
A little chewy thing to
I
it.
I know. No, he means the shit that, you peel off. The little
peel it off.
There is nothing more similar to, old cum.
It's not old cum.
No.
Cum doesn't dry like that.
Yeah.
Cum evaporates.
It's pretty similar, though.
No.
No, it's
cum
not.
Makes things crusty.
It does, yeah.
If you didn't really know what cum was like, you would think that's what it was
like. Like that shower cum that congeals immediately.
It is a little bit like
shower cum.
It is like shower cum. That's true.
What is shower cum?
Don't pretend. What the hell's going on here? Somebody spilled cottage cheese all over the floor of the shower.
Don't pretend like you haven't seen cum in water, Adam.
You're like, Dasha, did you spill cottage cheese on the
floor
of the
shower? I don't know
who
that is. I don't know who you're talking
about. She's moved out 7 months ago. You're like, did you spill cottage cheese again?
Wow, that's rude.
I'm sorry. It was funny to me. I couldn't help myself.
It is funny to think of Adam farting cum out of his ass.
Come out of his ass and then screaming to his ex-girlfriend that's been gone for
anything.
as if she, I guess Dasha left cottage cheese in the shower again.
Yeah, that is funny.
It is funny. I'm not trying to be mean. I couldn't help myself.
He's the Iron Giant.
I'm an Iron Giant. Dude.
Yeah, he's the reverse.
Yeah, I'm the reverse.
Nick is made for war, but he wants to be peaceful. No, he's the exact.
He's made for peace.
Harry
Connick Jr. and a boy teach me to not be evil anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Are you waiting?
I'm
for
hoping
that?
I get a yeah, lot I'm more Harry Connick Jr. now that Jeff Goldblum is a sex pest.
Oh yeah, he's right.
Goldblum. They
I don't think it's been established. I think it's rumors.
Is this thing that he just slinks around being creepy? Because like that's his whole.
Everyone
deal.
Knew that. Yeah. There was an interview
he just
with
walks
him.
Walks around with his huge dick out.
Does he have a big dick?
Oh my god!
He definitely does.
Respect.
Huge dick. Yeah.
That's a big dick kind of guy.
Yeah. That is a big dick kind of guy.
I mean, like the term "big dick energy" is overused, but like you can tell by the.
I'm not shocked at all. Yeah, I definitely could see Goldblum just. Walking around with a monster.
If I remember correctly, I think it might actually be like overly big, like cumbersome.
Is there any movies where you can kind of see a cock print that we could check out?
No, but you can just find naked pictures of
the
beach.
The Apple commercial. The old Apple.
His cock print.
Yeah, yeah. It's about creativity. It's about dancing. I hated those commercials.
I don't even remember
that. That was like for the old Macintosh computer, right?
Yeah, with Macintosh. Are you gay? Try it out.
It's San Francisco.
How do you know you don't like kissing a guy? Macintosh.
You're in a bathhouse. You're trying to get clean.
We're here in San Francisco. We're just, I can't wait to just try, just give it a taste. Just try it out once, maybe.
So what? Who's saying Goldblum is a sex pest?
Some lady, some journalist is like, I've gotten so many emails.
Well, it's Nicole Cliff.
Right.
Right?
That's crazy,
she, like,
though,
ran the
to do that.
And then married, like, a billionaire.
Yeah, she's
now
like...
Now she just does nothing all day but tweet.
Damn, she tweets
respect.
And takes,
an awesome
down,
life.
Takes down honorable men that look like hotter versions of me.
He is totally a hotter version of me.
Yeah, I know.
Wait,
but I mean,
she hasn't
means
published
that you're
anything.
Age well, if you
Hopefully.
Age in that direction.
What did you say, Sav?
But she didn't publish anything. She just said she just tweeted like I've heard. I'm
she
hearing
said
a lot.
She's collecting emails and they're shocking.
You know, journalism collecting emails.
You know, email collector.
Isn't that weird to just say before you had like before you've written?
Yeah,
anything?
That's what we would call unethical in journalism. Yeah. By the way, that is
that's
what
real
would... journalists would be. You know,
that's what I would
reprimanded
guess.
For.
As a man who
you're
wrote,
not supposed to give teasers before
yeah,
a story.
Yeah.
He's probably just one of those guys that's like 50 or 60 and fucks like 19-year-olds and it pisses off ladies.
Probably.
Like
that's true.
But I mean,
he could also be raping. You never know.
He could. But I don't know.
Let's wait for the story.
I'm also not going to look into it because, as far as I'm concerned, it's just celebrity gossip.
It'd be great if they get
feminist.
It's bad.
Right.
It's bad. Yeah, like it's as bad as the Kevin Spacey stuff. Like he fucking like raped a 14-year-old girl, and then Kevin Spacey is like, or Jeff Goldblum is like, I'd like to come out publicly and say that I'm Jewish.
To preempt the story.
I've struggled with this identity for...
The Spacey stuff was weird because I have, like, literally three different friends who, like, told me, like, well before it, they're like, it's a thing when you see Kevin Spacey at, like, a bar, you, like, avoid him because he gets drunk and he will grab your dick in public.
Yeah. I knew a guy that was in drama school in London and he was like a guest professor for the semester and he's like,
can
he
you
molested.
Imagine a bigger place than drama school in London?
He wasn't a gay guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
He was straight, but he's
is that
like,
what
yeah,
he told you
he's like,
sex?
He's like, good one, Amber.
I remember in middle school, me and my friend Bernardo laughing at there was like a commercial for like this guy. It was some show on, like, the home network.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Christopher something. He was, like, a gay guy that was an interior.
Oh, I remember that
he
show.
He was running around with a ribbon in the commercial.
The bald guy with the beard,
the bald,
right?
The bald gay guy. And he would just prance around with a ribbon.
He was the gayest
and
guy
and my
of all
friends,
time.
We would laugh so hard at that guy.
My parents used to watch a ton of HDTV, and my dad would always turn it off when that guy came on because he was too gay.
What's his name?
I forget it. It's like, I thought that it's was... something like Christopher. I think.
Yeah, Christopher something, and he was just. But the commercial, it wasn't even him decorating. He just had this ribbon that he would, like, run around like a fucking.
Like, a ribbon?
That guy ruled.
Like a flat white, you know, that, like, that where it's just like a white screen. Here, you guys can talk.
I just watched the Simpsons app yesterday with John Waters, where Homer's.
I love that one, dude.
Where Homer's so homophobic.
Gay guys and big fat party animals.
Where he takes Bart to a gay steel mill.
That is the best.
He tries to take him to a manly place. And he's like, why would you take him to a gay steel mill?
We work hard. We play hard. Christopher Lowell.
Yeah, Christopher Lowell. Yeah. That guy rocked.
Oh, yeah. No, my great-grandmother loved him.
Who's my dad reacted that way to him and to Chris Kattan from SNL.
Chris
he's like,
Kattan,
the joke is that he's gay? He's like, I don't fucking get it.
Chris
he gets
Kattan,
so mad.
He's one of those guys who spent his career like being someone who acted kind of effeminate and then became like psycho.
I think he's right wing.
MRA type guy afterwards.
Wait, really?
Because he cucked himself with his own act, basically. At least this is my theory.
Really?
I think you spend the whole time like being Mango or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to lash out later and hate women.
He's not gay?
No, he's not.
He probably still
I don't
is.
Know this guy. I don't know this Christopher Lowell.
Christopher Lowell.
He's great. Yeah.
I wish I could find that commercial. It was like after suddenly Susan, Christopher Lowell on fucking TBS. And then it'd just be him like, doing, he would do like the network bumpers or whatever. You know,
yeah,
so it would
no,
just
I
be
remember.
Him like running around like the fucking screen with like a fucking ribbon. Just like as an 11 or 12 year old just weeping.
Yeah. Just because a man is gay.
Just at the thought, at the thought of a homosexual.
The funniest thing in the entire world to me.
That guy rules.
Yeah. Now, I remember going to, there was another thing. It's like my aunt had a barbecue and she invited some gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking me and my cousin, we were like 8. And we were like, that guy, you know, he's like, look how nice he is.
Probably, that guy's polite, he's smiling and everything.
Yeah, he probably collects dolls. You know, keep offering him, like, our other cousin's, like, baby doll she had. You'd be like, hey.
You as a child trying
so
to bully
mean.
An adult gay man.
No, he didn't get it. I mean, he didn't assume that we were being homophobic.
Yeah, he thought they were
like,
stupid.
He was, like, a nice person.
Yeah, I know. He's like, hey. You're like, yeah, but look who that is. It's your girlfriend. Hey, Mark, come hang out with me. Yeah.
Nice,
being
man.
A kid rules.
Yeah. You get away with everything. You just
you still have that innocence.
Oh, yeah.
The innocence of childhood.
Of child.
Innocent homophobia.
Homophobia.
Yeah. Just ripping up all the tulips out of the Indian family's yard. The innocence of childhood. Just destroying that Indian woman's garden. And pissing in their mailbox.
God, what a fucking annoying child neighbor you must have been, dude.
Well, it was mostly, interestingly enough, a South African friend named Adam, who was also Jewish, and he was sort of the instigator.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. He was like, let's...
Blame the Jews.
He was like, let's...
Well, we're the idea man, and then we find a Nick to do it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it ourselves.
You don't get your hands dirty.
Try and light the Vietnamese family's house on fire. Just hanging out by the gutter on the corner of the house with the lighters.
Nothing!
I remember that Vietnamese kid. Ooh, we beat the shit out of him one time.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know why we did it. We
oh, my
like
God.
Six or
is
seven.
This your Wahlberg moment?
Yeah, it's a Wahlberg story.
No, and I remember feeling bad for him immediately. Like, he was on his bike. We kicked him off the bike and then knocked him around. And then I was like, I'm real sorry. Like, immediately, like, picked him back up, put him back on the bike, fixed, like, the...
Kissed him on
fixed
the mouth.
Where the fucking the water bottle holder like came off the bike. I like put it back on and we're like, all right, later, man.
How old are you?
I don't know, like 6 or 7 or
you just like that feral age.
Yeah.
And that kid, he didn't even process that for years later.
He probably had no idea. I remember going past their house one time and his older sister who I was a child, so I wasn't horny, but now that I think back, I probably really would have wanted to fuck that Vietnamese girl.
If you were horny?
At 6.
Yeah. Well, she would sit outside.
You're
becoming
retroactively horny?
She was like, she had like whiteout and she was painting. I remember it like sticking with me. This like burned in memory. She was sitting outside her house
and right out she wrote fuck like on her inner thigh.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's so
Nick girl.
She's trying to get cream pie at 15.
Just like a mentally ill Vietnamese yeah. girl that was older than me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta beat up your brother. I don't know what
this
feeling is.
I don't know how to process
is.
This.
I gotta beat the shit out of your brother.
You're making her brother wear her clothes. You're like, put these on. Put these on and hold my hand.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go. Christopher Lowell's on. It's the funniest
I have to laugh at him. I have to also laugh at every other gay man I see and be obsessed with them and think about them over all and over again all the time.
It's a current theme in my life.
Damn. Yeah, those Montgomery County trashy. Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing about diversity, man, is you realize every type of person is a piece of trash.
Every race has their own trash.
Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful to see.
Yeah, that's
Jewish trash. There's Vietnamese trash.
Plenty of Jewish trash.
Oh, it's all mostly.
Greeks are almost exclusively trash. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
As a race.
In the Jewish community, they have an expression, one man's trash is maybe worth 15 cents, 35 cents. You could get a couple of cents for this. You put that in the bank in 4 years. That's 72 cents. It's one of their expressions.
I heard this story about my ancestors, like my grandma's.
It didn't happen.
My grandma's parents, they were like so.
They made it up to create Israel.
No. They're so poor.
Never happened.
They had 10 kids. They were all.
Zero chance.
They were all born in different towns. Because they kept getting kicked out of the towns because they were like horse thieves.
Why did they keep fucking cream pieing if they were so poor?
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's what poor people do.
Horse thieves at the horse track.
Okay, right. You could do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the code?
For what?
Pussy.com.
For our bet DS. My bookie. My bookie. Yeah.
You stupid motherfucker.
Are you kidding, man?
I'm sorry. I forgot.
You could have just said nothing.
Well, someone asked, Big Dave asked me today what the code was.
Cool, man.
Shout out to Big Dave, dude. Who's much cooler
MyBookie.com,
than you.
A no, better he's not. Website than
he's
no
absolutely much
what.
Cooler than you.
He's just some lives dad in Vancouver.
Lives in the suburbs of Vancouver with his beautiful children and tiny
yeah.
wife.
He sounds cooler than you, man. I don't know him, but he sounds
funny,
cool.
He does great dash cam videos.
He's
got
like
his head
an
on
Indian
straight.
Indian Uncle Fester.
Yeah. That sounds
he's
awesome.
Huge.
He rocks. Shout out to
he's
Big Dave.
He's one of those
Dave.
Really
that's
giant
so much
Punjabi
better.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. That's so much better than just like every Jewish guy in fucking Brooklyn. We just have our own version of.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many, if you ask me.
Honestly, yeah.
Did you see the parade today on the way here?
Oh, my God.
I
there
did.
Were so
the
many.
Fedora?
Of them.
Yeah.
Well,
the
I
fedora?
I don't know about you guys, but
the fedora
the
boys.
10 times more exciting.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree, Nick.
Yeah. I don't know about Adam either. And I don't know.
Nah, Adam's a fucking bitch. He probably doesn't even do action on games.
Yeah. The only way sports is entertaining
I'm afraid
for me
of
is
action.
If I'm gambling. If there's an opportunity for me to lose money and I'm on cocaine. It's more exciting.
Yes.
Sometimes I have a gut feeling about a matchup, and sometimes I'm just betting on my team to piss off whoever else is around.
Oh, yeah.
And regardless, whether you've been betting for years or you're ready to play for the first time, my bookie is your best bet this season.
That's so true.
Listen, if you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot.
If you're one of those
try
type of fellas.
Parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple mm-hmm. games together for a much bigger payout.
That's right.
Adam, what are you looking at?
You can't
a parlay.
Even be, you fuck
you're
up
doing
the
read, dude. My,
say it's a parlay.
It's a parlay.
Who
so
are you thinking? Who do you like?
I was looking at a card. I love the Ravens this
a
year.
A card?
I love
Lamar just
Lamar.
Fucking shoved it down fucking Seattle's ass cheeks.
Yeah,
fuck the fucking Seahawks.
And he ran for over 100 yards.
Record setting, brother.
So how much money would you put on that?
$400,000.
I would put it on everything I have.
And where would you do it?
And I would do it on mybookie.com.
That's right.
And where wouldn't you do it?
I
don't
wouldn't
say
do
it.
Don't
anywhere
say it.
Else. Any other betting site, I wouldn't do it because right. they are liars and frauds. But mybookie.
Not mybookie. Yeah. They are different.
They support
so
us and Norm McDonald.
Talk to that fucking moron Big Dave. You tell him to go to... mybookie.com instead of whatever website
slash what Cumtown or whatever
yeah, whatever that Vancouverino piece of shit
he wouldn't even come to our show when we were there
yeah well
asshole.
He came to a Chapo show
he had to be with the kids
he didn't want to have to call the fire department to get the saws all out and take him out of his bed
I like the idea of someone just doing that every time they leave the house. Yeah.
Boys! But I'm trying to go to Firehouse Subs. What's your thing? Firehouse Subs was created by guys who were so fat they needed to call the fire department to go to Subway. We had a different idea. What if the doors were wide enough to accommodate people who weren't trying to lose weight from giant sandwiches?
Uh-huh. Is that... Mm-hmm. Did we finish the real read before we start the fake
ones? Yeah, let's get that read.
So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag. Because no one gives you more ways to win. Remember, mybookie.com, incorrect.
Mybookie.ag, that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's right.
It stands for fuck. Again. I fucked it up again.
No, it's good. That's how you know a website is good.
Use the mnemonic device. AG, Adam's gay.
That's right.
AG, Adam's gay.
Incredibly
easy. Mybookie.adamsgay.
Mybookie.adamsgay, because no one gives you more ways to win. Between football season, the MLB playoffs, and the start of the NBA and NHL season.
That's right.
It's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action. Mm-hmm. If you win, they'll let you play in the games.
That's
children
true.
They'll let you in the action. Who had the same dreams.
Mm-hmm. So you can really fuck them up.
Tackle the Make-A-Wish kids?
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely.
You can fuck the Make-A-Wish kids.
No, you can fuck them up.
You can fuck them up. I'm learning cussing.
You can't fuck them.
I'm still new to cussing, and I don't know what the words mean. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with mybookie.ag. Oh, AG, sorry.
Mnemonic device.
Yeah. Dot.
No, 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 no.
Dot A.
Dot AG.
Dot AG. If you join now, mybookie will double your first deposit. So you put down $50, you're talking about $200 in there. You're talking about $300.
Yeah. You put down $40, that's $600.
That's $600. You put that on red, you're looking at $1 million, pal, three plays.
That's easy money.
That's hard eight. That's a hard eight, hard up.
Here's the thing. People think we make a lot of money off the podcast. We actually don't.
I don't.
We actually gamble every week.
I've lost every dollar from this show. But tell you what, folks, it's called the only way to win is time. In the casino. The longer you spend
the longer
there,
you're due.
You're due.
You're due.
I'm up. I'm hard eight, hard up for a hard eight.
It's cyclical.
Yeah. So
you know that saying, the house never wins.
If you join now, if you join right now, my
hardly ever
will double your deposit. Like sister.
Mm-hmm,
that was actually
mm-hmm.
one of, they you signed get, up on the website and they think that
and then they got two.
Yeah, because they think they're two different people.
So. Oh.
They get double the money.
Wow.
That was a big plot point on that show is they would always do things where they would trick people into thinking they're two different people.
That's true.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
But really, they're not. Stuff.
Yeah, they
really,
show
they're
up places.
One person.
I remember the episode where they go to vote, and they're like, we can vote. We can get two votes.
For Obama.
Because people will think we're two different people.
Yep.
What the fuck is that?
Someone sent me...
Not during the show.
Not during the show. Dude.
Not during this part of the show where we're just talking about a website we love.
Yeah.
I love
for
it.
No reason.
Mybookie.nf.
No, what?
.ag. Oh, I was thinking of another two words.
No. It's not that, guys.
No, I'm sorry.
It's something else.
Use promo code enter promo code to activate the offer. That's promo code enter promo code.
No, that's not.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, it's Cumtown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I can tell Big Dave.
Yeah. Use promo code Cumtown, Cumtown,
mm-hmm.
on mybookie.ag. Visit it now. Do it now, today.
Let's start the show.
Let's you play, you win, you get paid.
You play, you win, you get paid, you get sucked.
You get sucked off.
You can choose to either get paid in money or tokens for a suck-off parlor.
No money, no cunny. That's what they say in England.
You get off the plane.
No money, no cunny.
Does cunny mean cunt?
Yeah.
Is that like a Shakespearean term
for pussy?
Is that
a cute way to say cunt?
No, they didn't have
it's
sex.
It's like aloha, though. They say it means a lot of things.
It means, yeah.
Back
that's
in the,
true.
Until the 1980s, you used to have to mail your cum to the court, and then they would distribute it among
the guys sex. In the wigs?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where the post office came from.
Yeah.
And Franklin came up with that. He had that. It was called the glass harmonica. It was a big sorting system of wine glasses filled with the town's cum.
So you wouldn't know which sperm you'd get.
It would spin the cum around and keep it fresh, and then women would come by and they would put it in their pussies.
Really?
Like, yeah. And they did a thing where they would dress like Indians and just destroyed the town's supply of cum.
Oh, like a revolution.
To protest the no money, no cunny rules of the English.
So now...
When was this?
So now everyone gets cunny?
17.
Back in England times.
So everyone gets cunny for free.
That's really interesting ratio. Is this from like a Ken Burns book?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in England times.
Oh, London times.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about that era.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really tight. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I guess I never explained how Building 7 came down.
Can you break that down for us real quick?
9-11, 9-11.
Well, what's crazy, too,
what
is
went down with
really,
Building 7?
Never really hear about, like, what's crazier to me is that they built the buildings in the first place.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
The physics of it don't never
so
really
so many
happen.
People must have
I
worked on
YouTube
that.
I watched this YouTube video, yeah, that explained that
maybe
it's
some errors?
Literally physically impossible to build a skyscraper that tall once, let alone twice.
Wow.
What about the Burj Khalifa?
The what?
I just heard about this building in Dubai.
Is that
are you
name
dropping architecture?
No, it's the tallest building in the world. Everyone should know that.
Shut up, dude.
The Burj Dubai.
The only Khalifa I need to know. There's two. There's Mia and Mia, dude.
Burj Khalifa is a
throw on cushion orange juice and jack off to Mia Khalifa
from the Bronx.
Do you hear Mia Khalifa made $100 doing porn?
She made barely any money.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Apparently, the way porn
good
works.
Business model for the performers.
I probably made more money beating off.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, my God. Probably.
Yeah. I actually never beat off that. I don't actually beat off the videos. I think that's rude.
I only beat off to hijabi porn, yeah. So
it's
she's one of my
she's
babes.
In there, yeah.
No.
I've seen a couple
of
those.
Ethnical consumption.
Ethnic consumption. I definitely did go on a nice run of beating off to her when she first came out.
Who, Mia Khalifa?
Yeah.
I never understood the appeal.
What?
She's okay. She's yeah, fine. she's got big old titties though.
Yeah,
that's kind of his thing.
I could go out right now mm-hmm. and catch you an Indian woman that looks like that.
No, she's not even Indian.
There's she's Pakistani.
Much,
you know,
she's like
though,
I thought
like
Lebanese.
It's like Desi girls are like I'm consistently shocked by the hotness of the Desi mm-hmm. girls I see with guys who look like
what's Desi?
Go
like
ahead.
A type of
South Asian or something.
Mm. Type of Indian.
Yeah. No.
Bangladesh.
Like, really.
Sri
like,
Lanka.
Like, just
yeah,
scummy, skinny white guys.
Yeah, like
what about
MIA, do you remember her?
Yeah, MIA, no funny
bang,
business.
Bang, bang, bang. I like that song. Cause
I like
me
that song.
Of guns.
Of guns.
All I want to do is get my dick sucked by
giant.
A guy. Mm. Ching!
Yeah, Pineapple
get
Express.
Get fucked in my ass.
Remember from the Pineapple Express
mm-hmm.
trailer?
I did.
What a, that was a great trailer. Made yeah. me want to smoke some weed to that.
Dude, yeah, I remember.
I fuck with Pineapple like, Express.
That yeah, movie's good.
Like, I'm going to see that with my loser friends, and we're going to be so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to laugh so much.
This
I like
is like us. This is like
movies.
Our life.
Yeah.
Like, they
the
don't get better, but they don't really like lose their... Yeah, I mean, I liked the Harold and Kumar.
Up in Smoke?
They don't really lose their quality.
The first Harold and Kumar rocks.
Yeah.
The second one is one of the worst movies I've ever
Guantanamo
seen.
Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
James Adomian's in that as Bush.
Yeah.
I don't think Harold and Kumar should have gone political.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely
that was maybe a mistake.
Not.
Yeah.
And
not
same
like
with Calpen.
Kumar, like, yeah, got a job in the fucking.
For
White
Obama,
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so weird. It's like, come on, man. I remember when you were.
Yeah.
There's another person who likes to hit on friends of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, he's
but like
I've
in,
been
a,
getting,
in a nice, respectful way. He's
I've been
not
getting
a,
a lot of emails.
He's a
NBC,
nice gentleman, but
like,
he's got eyes for the crowd.
He just had a show on NBC that like just said like the some of the worst ratings for any fucking network.
Oh, did it
sitcom? Yeah.
Well, oh, it was about Queens, right?
I guess,
fuck
yeah.
My borough, dude. We were on TV and we're already gone.
Well, yeah, they, you can't of... replace King of Queens, dude. That's they try to do it again. Lightning only strikes once, baby. Mm. You need a little bit more Kevin James to make that work.
Is he from Queens?
I don't know. Probably yeah. not.
He's from.
They're just like
White
you look
Castle.
Like you could be from Queens.
Sure.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah. From Sunnyside. I'm gonna make Astoria, and it's just gonna be a bunch of guys in tracksuits, but they're different Eastern European guys,
yeah.
mm-hmm. like races,
and they all hate each other,
and fist
no
fighting.
One understands why.
They all hate each other, and then they all band together when a Jewish guy moves into the neighborhood. to firebomb.
There's like
house.
A there's that Egyptian
it's an
zone.
Inspiring story. Yeah.
I'm gonna do of Balkan togetherness.
Yeah. do the wrong thing quietly. me and a bunch of other white guys in Bed-Stuy being like, yeah, I know gentrification is bad, but I'm too old to give a shit.
But these
I try not to be like too obnoxious of a hipster. I figure if I don't wear like. If I don't ride a unicycle around their neighborhood, it might not be as bad.
Yeah.
Do the wrong thing quietly. That's good, man.
Yeah, I just try to dress and act like what they expect out of white people.
Yeah, I say dead ass to them.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. That's doing the wrong thing loud.
I whispered dead ass.
I pass them on the street and I say, how are you doing? Good afternoon. Yeah, it's very nice out. It's good to see you.
That's working on your Volvo outside. It helps with the white shit, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
With a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy that I walk past when I walk my dog.
And you have sex with him.
Mm-hmm. And his car, I don't think, moves.
Remember you flipped off that black woman driving by?
I thought it was stop. She was driving the same Corolla as you. Yeah.
And then she's like not threatened at all.
She shouted out the window at me.
Like she would at a toddler.
No, she would.
You do not.
She was threatened.
An intimidating presence.
She was incredibly threatened by me for my terrifying middle finger, which made her quake in her boots.
Right. She could sense your
boyfriend. Man, when that lady called you a bitch ass N word.
In the bodega?
The lady in the bodega with just an all-white tracksuit. And then she came and kissed me on the cheek.
She wanted a hug, yeah.
Women really can smell your... You're not going to
She
did
you.
Oh, yeah. There's, older women really know that they can give it to me. Yeah. When I'm out and about.
It's awesome because she didn't know that me and Adam were friends. I was just another guy in the bodega.
She just made fun of me to you.
Clearly you're not together, my friend. Cool guy.
I was driving around with friends one time and I was like mooning people on the highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like one of those highways that like turns into a regular road with stoplights. I had my ass out the window, and he had lined his car up perfectly with this middle-aged black lady. So my ass is, like, fucking maybe a foot and a half away from her face. And, like, you know, he's, like, she's speeding up and slowing down or whatever. And then we stop at the red light, and she's like, I don't want to see your white ass. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
So sorry.
This wasn't supposed to be a station.
I thought it was funny.
You're right. You don't deserve this. I'm going to go beat up a Chinese boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go jack off to a Chinese teenager. Yeah. You ever show your ass to anyone, Adam? You ever moon?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I've showed you guys my ass before.
Mooning was
you
so
fun. You
see
how long my scrotum is?
Yeah. You've got little nuts, little heavy nuts.
They're not little, but the scrotum is long.
Small, they are saggy.
Yeah.
They're not small nuts.
They are small. How many times do we have to go over this? You have little nuts that
sag. They're not small and saggy.
Yes, they do.
You saw them from behind.
They're heavy.
You can't see the
full. They hang down. I know.
You can't see the full girth of the nuts.
Bro, I saw them from the back.
They're like
clear as day.
Pinballs, but in like.
Exactly. Pardon me, sire.
Exactly.
Pardon me, sir.
Very small
exactly,
balls.
Amber.
Really weighing down.
Tiny dick, small balls, long scrotum.
Visually, it's like, you know, his thighs don't touch. He has a baby's
ass. I have thigh gap, yeah. You know, some people really covet
your
that.
Ass was high and tight, I'll say that. But
it's not a bad ass.
No,
it only
small
served.
And babyish.
No, it was high and tight, but it served.
I think
only
a baby ass for gay men is actually considered sort of like, oh, you've an ass like a baby.
Is that coveted?
I think having a smooth
ass.
I
would be a coveted twink
like
in the community.
A smooth,
no, you're ugly.
Undimpled.
I'm not coveted in the community. I'm just feared and respected.
The Iron Giant.
I'm just, yeah.
Like the feared and respect. Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to fuck me, but they respect my tactics. my strategic awareness. My tactical, mm-hmm. it's everyone's gone. I'm complimenting myself.
Oh, damn. Did you just go in on Criterion?
No, those have been sitting around.
Oh, you got Police Story 1 and 2.
Yeah. I just watched one.
I want to watch 2.
I bought all those during the sale.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
I can't watch
half
being
off.
John Malkovich because John Cusack blocked me on Twitter and I feel bad about it.
Really?
Yeah.
But he has a crush on Amber, so maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean
we should
by
give
we
him
put in a good respected. Word?
Yeah, maybe Amber could go
John
in.
Cusack
tell him you're
fears
cool.
And respects me.
Are you trying to get stuffed by Cusack?
Huh?
Are you trying to get stuffed by
He's
Cusack?
Bernie.
No, I told my editor not to give him my
Why? He's cute.
It would be cool.
He's like a nice
Have you seen Gross
person.
Point Blank?
Yeah. I love Gross Point Blank.
And he's Bernie.
Look, if I could have Better Off Dead era John Cusack, 100%.
That's your Cusack.
That's my Cusack.
I'm the boom
Actually,
box
that might
over
be a little
Cusack.
Too young for my taste, but
I'm
like somewhere
tub
in the middle.
Time
Gross Point
guy.
Blank, probably.
I'm yeah. a hot tub
That's
time
the Cusack you want.
That's my Cusack. I'm trying to get
about Adam holding up a boombox playing "I Love You, You Love Me" out of a 4-year-old's window.
Wait, is that real? Are they actually making a dark
they
Barney
are.
Movie? Come
Adam
on, bro!
Adam in that trench coat just "I Love You." You're just a baby looking out the window. Get the fuck off my lawn, asshole!
Stop sending my baby daughter letters every day.
Stop trying to have sex with my baby.
I don't have sex with babies.
They're making a Barney movie, but like, I don't think little kids watch Barney anymore.
Is Barney still on TV?
Yeah. I think it might actually be like millennial nostalgia.
Really?
I don't think kids watch Barney anymore. I haven't.
Dude,
seen
I never
Barney.
Watched Barney.
Peppa Pig.
I never thought Barney
like
was cool.
The
looks
next,
like Barney.
This is the next step after Lindy the live
West.
Action Belle.
Okay.
Or
Beauty
and the Beast.
No, Lindy kind of looks
She's
like
wearing
Barney.
Purple.
How?
What did
How
she do to
like
you this
Barney?
Time, man?
Their heads are the same.
We gotta bring up Lindy West. We're talking about Barney.
No. Honestly, go off. Honestly, go off.
What did she do?
Mentally, her mouth is 1.5 feet wide, and it's the size of her whole head opens and expands.
Yeah.
You
little kids are
like
kicking her all
like
the time.
Ralph Steadman drawing.
So wait, they're just wait, but for real, it's supposed to be dark Barney?
Yeah, the
no.
guy that from Get Out, the main guy is apparently
like
trying to make
a
Barney.
Serious actor?
Dark Barney.
Wait, is it supposed to be dark Barney?
Are you
dark
sure?
Barney. Dark Barney.
Wait, when I'm very confused by
when
this
When you
project.
Cross a mentally ill dinosaur.
I think it's
yeah,
millennial
to watch
nostalgia.
Is it probably is.
That's
but what? Who would go to see a Barney movie? Well, stop.
I don't know.
Besides,
I would
one
say
second.
Would
hold
go
on.
See a live action Beauty and the Beast. It turns out 35-year-old women that write for BuzzFeed.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True.
Well,
horrifying.
They're idiots.
But see, the thing is, Barney wasn't even good. It's a thing you watch as a literal
no,
baby.
It's the
yeah,
thing you
the Lion King was.
You
I mean,
I loved Sesame Street and Lamb Chop when I was
Lamb
a
Chop.
Yeah,
I loved Lamb
great.
Chop.
Sherry,
Adam, what did you
and
say?
Charlie Horse.
I said I hated Lamb Chop.
Good.
What I didn't like was that she was Jewish.
Yeah. They had a lamb chop Passover special.
I remember
my
mom
warning
me
about
that.
That went completely
yeah, mine
over
too.
My head.
Yeah. My dad was like, what the fuck is this?
Is this some Jewish shit? And the Rugrats did that too. They had a Passover yeah. special.
Well, that's the way I learned.
If you're worried about your kid being Jewish, you might want to give them a little pill called Blue. If you're
that's
worried about
true.
It.
Dose to
that
prevent Jewishness.
It.
Yeah. This is the thing I love about Blue Chew is it's got a shit ton of side effects.
Most drugs, you take them, they only do what they say they're going to
do. What
but
they?
The nice thing about the drugs we advertise, yeah. they give you a whole other bunch of shit.
Dizziness.
You don't even want.
It's hot kind ears.
Of like, yeah, it's kind
your
of like getting a...
Sometimes,
Blue
yeah.
Chew
what?
Is,
hot
Blue Chew
ears.
Is sort of like one of those Birch Boxers surprise boxes where you get you don't know what you're getting. You pay the subscription, yeah. You get a whole new different
uh-huh.
set of side effects
it's awesome.
Every month. And one
headache sometimes
is that it removes Judaism from a child.
Yeah, but you have to do early. So give the babe about six years old or younger.
But it tastes like candy. So
I make my wife take Blue Chew while she's pregnant to make sure my son's penis comes out hard. I want my son being born hard in the hospital, so the doctor knows that I fucked her to have that baby. That yeah, I fuck. Mm-hmm. You probably thought this is what artificial insemination.
No way,
I am a fucking.
I fed yeah.
My baby's hard,
my
dude.
My baby's penis is hard.
Thinking 9 months later, that's how good the pipe was.
Me having sex, just putting my chin on the doctor's shoulder and whispering it into his ear. Fuck.
Just look at that baby's penis.
Look at my baby's penis.
That's look what, at it for a long time.
That's what I thought, you doctor piece of shit. You fucking doc shit doctor. BlueChew.com is the only medically approved medicine for erectile dysfunction.
That's so true. That is the only medically approved medicine.
It's the,
it's the only one. It's the only one.
The
we're talking doctors.
The 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Blue Chew to make your teeth bluer. Uh-huh. It is the only penis medicine that will make your teeth bluer.
That's true as fuck.
Yeah. BlueChew.com. Gets, what I love is when I go to that website, I'm already, my penis is already getting hard when I go to the website because I know my dick is getting pills that mm-hmm. I need mm-hmm. for it to work.
That's right.
And BlueChew.com, there's no embarrassing doctor visit.
Nope.
There's only a Skype interview, which only Adam had to do.
Yeah. You have to jack off on cam for one old man.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we said, someone said your balls are too small for this medicine. can we get, we're going to need you to get a hop on
we're
going
to need
Skype.
You to jack off from behind, on all fours from behind.
Yeah, we're going to need to see your balls.
Well, Blue Chew has actually cured my balls issue.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
No, it hasn't. Yes, it's a great medicine, but it's not that powerful.
My scrotum is more taut.
Stop lying.
And my plums are
stop
fatter.
Lying.
Adam,
you don't have plums.
Secretly went to get surgery to have his balls tightened up.
Hell yeah.
Just a little snip snip. You take away like a couple inches.
That
That's
would be
probably
funny.
A procedure, right?
I would do that.
For sure, yeah.
I would get the slack taken out of my sack.
Why, dude?
Because it's uncomfortable. Cool.
It looks nicer.
No. On a hot day?
More compact.
Having balls?
It'll look weird, dude.
No.
I love, that is like my favorite part of like knowing that summer is coming when you like walk down the street mm-hmm. and see a guy do that awkward kind of plie
oh, yeah.
to try and
unstick your balls,
unstick his balls.
Yeah,
that shit is always getting
is like,
stuck.
It's like more vulgar than if he had just like grabbed them and moved them.
Well, that's
like,
what
like
I
doing
do.
That weird little
I reach down and unstick my balls.
Like I know what you're doing. It's mm-hmm. fine.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, I would never plie in public
because you don't have the flexibility to.
Yeah. You're not an athlete.
Well, if you go to exactly. BlueChew.com, there's free plie lessons. Now. Mm-hmm. Sign up with promo code Cumtown, and you get three, berry sessions? Bar?
Bar?
Yeah, whatever.
It's just
that
bar.
Should. Yeah, you get that for free. With use promo
yep.
code.
Just do a lot of squats.
Yeah. Use promo code
which Adam
Cumtown.
Can't do because his balls will drag on the ground.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. That's how I know I've reached the bottom. Is
when
my balls
when
touch.
Your balls touch.
And they kiss.
That was funny that day we went and lifted weights.
That wasn't funny, Nick. Oh. And those pictures, I really don't appreciate looking at them.
What are the pictures?
Nick I has a picture of me just showing me form on a bench press. So it looks like I'm just doing a bench press for zero plates. But then it's just
supposed to your normal bench press.
Which
100
is
plates
which is two
side.
Plates each side, 45s. But yeah, but it does look very funny. Me,
yeah, he looks pathetic.
Me just trying to
it's
do
the most pathetic.
Honestly,
like I felt bad when I looked at the
that.
Picture.
Like, how did you not immediately know that he would do that?
Well, he was showing me form, and I thought that
yeah, you thought
you
he
know,
was
Nick
just being
have,
really
Nick
nice res- to you.
Nick respects the gym enough to know that when
that's
someone's
true.
Trying to make a change in their life, it's not
that's
something
true.
That you should make fun
but
of.
But he also knows that you would go twice and then never come again. So basically, you disrespected
no,
the gym
I,
already
I,
just by showing
honestly,
up.
Honestly, why I did it is because I was happy for him going to the gym, but I knew that he would just be a sniveling, mocking piece of shit after he gave up on his own plans 3 weeks later.
Right, that's what he said.
You know, so when I was like, oh,
he'd
I gotta go to the gym, and he's like, oh, he's with his friends at the gym. It's like you just send Adam that picture of himself struggling to lift
it
the
is,
bar.
It is a very embarrassing crying. Picture. And yeah. I wasn't struggling to lift the bar, let's
crying.
Be honest.
He's
sneezing,
crying.
His glasses are all fogged up.
Sneezing.
He's just allergic
a lot of
to
allergens.
Getting strong.
There's
a lot of allergens.
A wedgie. There's his socks are soaked in urine.
I'm pissing myself.
Anyways, mm-hmm. BlueChew.com.
That's right.
Yep.
.comtown
lot,
whatever.
Yeah, blue dot
blue,
BlueChew.com. It's, first of all, the only doctor-inspected medicine that's made in the mm-hmm. United States. It's the generic, not generic version. That you can find at Costco or whatever. This stuff you can only get at BlueChew.com. It's tadalafil and Vaginacil. the same medicines that are used in Viagra and Propecia or something. And what they do is they're chewable, so they can work up to twice as fast as the other ones.
Because you got to hurry.
You got to
hurry.
Sometimes you need cock on deck.
Right. You know, that woman's going to figure out that, like, you know, the gun's not loaded. Yeah. Eventually, she's gonna.
She'll be disgusted.
That it's
walk
a
away.
Squirt
she's gonna
gun.
Say he's probably would have shot me by now, instead of just staring at me, waiting for his. Yeah, now just chewing.
Just give me a second. Yeah. Give me about chewing. 7 minutes here.
Just give me 30 minutes to an hour, and then we're gonna get this sexual encounter started.
This
you
consensual.
Basically shouldn't meet a woman without an erection. It's like offensive.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
I always try to get hard before I approach a woman at a bar, and then I hold a pill. I bring a throw pillow with me to the bar,
mm-hmm.
and I hold it over my crotch.
That's a good idea.
And then she's like, "What's that for?" I'm like, "I'm just hanging. I'm comfortable this way." I'm wearing my Bluetooth.com shirt. She's like, "Oh, your dick doesn't work?" I'm like, "It does now, bitch.
It does pumped full of these
I
fucking
went to
medicines.
Bluetooth.com and I use promo code Cumtown.
Yeah, I'm 30 years old, so what?
Yeah, to get free shipping. You get so free shipping like, and some kind of discount.
Are mm-hmm. all millennial men just like impotent now?
No.
Like Brooklyn is impotent.
What it is it's probably like just everyone just beats off the porn constantly.
Yeah, desensitization.
It's also like, especially in New York, you
I
can
think
fuck,
also everyone's on
you can
on,
fuck like 900 people.
You can fuck yeah. anyone.
Yeah. I also think everyone's on antidepressants and like that'll take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, antidepressants, Adderall, a bunch of shit to fucks yeah. your cock up.
Mm-hmm.
Adderall yeah, fucks your cock
you
up?
Can't get fully hard oh, yeah. on Adderall. No
I'm
way.
Big time.
I was like legitimately, I had like ED from fucking Adderall. Mm-hmm. I went like, I mean, it took like 400 milligrams and I was up for like 3 days, but.
God, 400 Adderall. Milligrams?
Oh, yeah. Dude, we were like, I had a friend that just had, he somehow got like 3 different prescriptions to Adderall.
Oh my God.
I probably shouldn't have a prescription.
Right. He would just crush up like Adderall yeah. and Dexedrin and like make like mounds, like Scarface mounds.
You just do lines.
Just stay Jesus. Up for like
That's
days
wild.
On
end. In game?
No, smoke cigarettes.
I just would do it for a deadline every once in a while. Like, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a particularly nice feeling. No.
People act
like
really
busy.
Cool on it. They act
yeah.
really sick.
Yeah, or maybe they're just bad people to begin with.
Bluechew.com.
Potentially.
What the fuck is. I gotta look.
Bluechew.fuck.
Chicken and egg.
I should have this shit in front of me before I start talking that.
Yeah, you've been doing this read for a while.
Talking that shit.
Well, we're giving them their money's
they
worth.
They're getting A's money's worth. Hey. How you doing? It's advertised Larry here.
Advertise Larry.
Oh, it's advertise time? How you doing? They bring me on to do the advertisements. You all right? Adam's trying to be cool and drink beer, and he's choking.
He's choking on a sugar-free monster.
Yeah, just sippy cup, baby medicine cup,
and coughing directly
baby.
Into the microphone.
Stupid baby. I hate you. I hate you, you stupid baby.
I hate you. I don't want to have sex with you.
Okay.
You're
right. Yeah, I'm okay. I just went down the wrong way.
Shut up.
All right. This sugar-free Monster Zero Ultra is pretty good.
It's the best of them. And I don't really like.
And I don't feel crazy drink. From it.
No.
Like a lot
no.
of energy drinks do make me feel psycho.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, zero listen, sugar. How's
come,
that even
listen,
possible?
Well, we're fucking figuring this out. Come see me do stand up 11/6 Wednesday at the Stress Factory, and then Friday in Lafayette, Louisiana, 11/8 in New Orleans, 11/9, and then Atlanta on the 23rd of November, Bridgeport Stress Factory the 21st, and I'm also in Zany's Nashville on the 24th.
Ooh.
That's right, and we're gonna get Zany.
Cashville.
Cashville, dude.
It's a good town.
Tap that Asheville. And then Baltimore. Baltimore fucking.
Well, anyways, if you like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com. Yeah. The chewables for BlueChew are prescribed online by a doctor made in the USA. No in-person doctor visit. No awkward conversation. No online physician. No, there is an online physician.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper than the other two. And it ships directly to your door. I like some of their competitors.
Discreet packaging.
They ship to your neighbor, which is annoying.
Super annoying. You got to ask them for your pills.
A lot of
they
these
took
places.
Them all.
Oh, well, Blue Chew is the only one that actually sends your mail to you instead of other places. directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from Blue Chew are prescribed by Blue Chew. It gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. But don't think you need to have a partner for these pills, guys, especially if you're single.
Jack off.
Maybe the problem is that you're not. We know a lot of guys don't have partners.
Yeah.
I mean, actually,
there's no shame in that.
No one who listens to this show has a partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them have a bitch.
You got a bitch who doesn't let you call her that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just call her that behind her back.
You'd never dream of calling that.
Right.
To her face.
But I would call her that.
But I would too.
I think I have turf toe.
No, what is turf toe?
I don't know. My toe hurts, and I've heard turf toe.
You have a sports injury?
Yeah, I think it's from turf.
Chew it and do it. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code COMETOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code COMETOWN.
COMETOWN.
COMETOWN. COMETOWN.
Not bad, not bad. Pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also in November... second weekend of November, Fat Tuesdays is starting in the main showroom at the Stand.
Let's sell some ticks for that. The big room.
The big room.
And we got Funny Moms every Monday, of course, of the month, except for the first Monday. Check the website.
And check the...
Yeah, check the website.
And check your attitude at the door.
And check your fucking attitude.
Adam, calm down.
Attitude checked. There we go. It has been checked.
That's how it works. We got that weird Wolverine Haitian guy checking people's attitudes at the door.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that guy rules.
I hate that guy.
He's gone, I think.
Excuse me. Can I see your ID, sir? Please.
He hasn't been there the last
My favorite part is where...
Can I see your ID, please, sir?
And I'm like, I'm on the show. And he's like, oh, okay.
You see me every week.
Yeah. My favorite part is where he just sits in his car and like listens to country music for some reason.
Yeah, that's right. He likes country.
Yeah.
That's cool to be a Jamaican guy that likes country.
Jamaicans love country. They get a lot of southern radio stations.
Yeah, I just heard for the first time.
I am like this because my parents abandoned me in Suncoast Video. I was raised by the Blade trilogy on VHS, playing constantly.
They're doing a Blade showing at Vaughn King.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's sick. Like Blade Outside?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so sick.
We should go some of the movie from Black Panther to pay off Wesley Snipes' tax bills.
There you go. We should cosplay for that Blade screening in the park. Leather trenches. Blackface. Yeah, blackface, leather trenches, swords.
Who else is in Blade?
Steven Dorff
is good. He's really menacing. Chris Christopherson.
That's right.
And that always is
country
charming.
Music legend.
There should be a black nerd only convention. You know.
Yeah.
Like one that's exclusive.
FUBU. Yeah.
Well, it's like, it's weird because black nerddom, I think, has bled into black cool guy dumb.
I think literally only you think that.
Cool no, they're dumb. Like NBA players that are like, I love Dragon Ball Z, you know?
Maybe anime has, but.
I think anime has more, at least certain animes have like more. It's more acceptable.
Well, yeah, it's as. Like popular black culture is determined more by,
yeah,
you know, I guess millennial. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, we should stop trying to figure out society.
I know about it, dude.
I just want that there should be a blurred convention only.
I respect that.
What about that song Blurred Lines?
How about the song called Turd Lines about your underwear?
About Adam's, that's pretty good.
Adam's small ass leaving big stains on his.
He's got a small ass. His asshole is wide because guys fuck him
because he loves shitting himself
and he shits himself.
Yeah, it's Adam's having sex with a guy and he's like, "Damn, you're really loose. You must fuck a lot of guys." And he's like, "Actually, no. I shit myself constantly."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. Another day punching in. Just hitting the notes. You said, sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Sing us a song, suck our dicks.
It'd be great if this became the podcast of Long Island.
Yeah,
you guys quit, but I can just sell out Madison Square Garden. I'd be like, this is a little one about how Adam's a faggot. And then there's no piano. I'm just like,
whoa,
that day he was blowing some guys. And oh, you guys know how it goes.
You get it, man.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, we gotta get that water to Africa. All the 50% of the ticket sales are going to get, they're going to fucking, there's not enough juice in Darfur or something. So we're doing something.
Is Darfur still fucked up? Probably, yeah. Right?
Oh, it's they for great. Sure didn't fix it.
Damn. Really, I saw a lot of tote bags, you know? Felt like that was going to do it.
Yeah.
Did they get that guy Coney?
For fucking boys and shit?
The Coney guy that march? No. He's still around?
I think he's
still around. You never know who to get
in Africa, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's like spiders.
Right.
He's like, I'm sure this guy's pretty scary, but he probably does kill all the other bugs. he's creepy and poisonous, but there's a, you know. Uh-huh. How do you know he doesn't have a nest where he's catching mosquitoes?
Mm. Yeah.
I think, yeah, that is the kind of, like, foreign policy attitude towards warlords that makes the most sense. It's like, well, you know what? Best not to mess up the ecosystem.
They're like a Dexter, you know? They kill the bad guys.
One of the dumbest shows of all time. One of the dumbest.
I never watched that
one
show.
One of the stupidest fucking.
I never really watched it. I saw, like, an episode.
People say it really falls off at the end.
I think it kind of fell off at the beginning.
It was an entertaining show in the first season.
I thought, how about a serial killer that is trained to use his powers to only kill bad guys? It's like, well, how about you just watch the Iron Giant and shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Thank you.
Iron Giant already did it. It's better. It's about Harry Connick Jr. and a boy teaching a feared and respected giant.
Wait, is the Iron Giant live action?
Erectile dysfunction.
I thought it was a cartoon.
Wait, it's... He's made out of, he's every part of him is hard except his dick.
We believe in you, Iron Giant.
Yeah.
You can get hard.
No, it's a cartoon. They didn't actually make a giant.
Yeah.
We just keep talking about Harry Connick Jr. Is the guy.
There's a voice.
Yeah, he does the voice.
Do they draw him to look like
him? They don't draw the voices stuff.
Do they draw him to look like
the
Harry
voices
Connick
aren't
Jr.?
Drawn in animation.
What I'm saying is, does the character look like? Does the character look like Harry Connick Jr.?
Stop! You can't draw a voice, man.
Yeah, you could.
Come on, bro.
I'm saying, does he look like Harry Connick Jr.?
Come on, we're 30, dude. We should know you can't draw a voice.
Well, hold on. Here's why Stav's technically not wrong.
Oh gosh,
because
let's hear it.
On the cell, like the you could technically draw a sound.
That's what I meant.
Next.
That's what I meant.
If you had some autistic ability to be able to transcribe sound waves, you could theoretically draw a sound
wave. That's what I meant. Thank you.
That's what Stav meant.
Like grooves in a record?
Yeah. So I guess he was right to ask if Harry Connick Jr., if it was... If they drew a voice that sounds
no,
like
did they draw him to look like Harry Connick Jr.?
No, he just plays the voice of the guy.
Yeah,
okay.
But the guy that played Simba looked like that too. Yeah, he looked like a lion.
Matthew McConaughey.
It was Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I can't wait to be king. It's gonna be good. When I'm king, I'm gonna kill Scar.
Did the live action bomb? No one saw it, right?
I mean. It didn't do that good.
Everyone said it was bad, right?
The Aladdin was good. I don't think
it was adults that were supposed to see it.
Yeah, it was supposed Aladdin to be in the cell.
But I don't think the genie should have used the N-word. I thought that was...
Yeah.
I thought that was weird that he kept using soft face.
That's just realistic. Like, you've been to the bodega.
Yeah.
Like, Let's just use that word freely here. Everyone's fine with it.
In London Times Arabia, they often... Drop N bombs.
That's gonna be good, dude.
That
London Times.
I like that.
They should recast it with all of the like Yemeni guys that work at the bodegas. They use soft N word all the time.
They do.
Yeah. They love it.
I was going through my phone. Mm-hmm. They had like old stand up sets on there. But before that, it's like just all the recordings I did when I drove that truck and I would be by myself for 17 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just all racist characters. And there's some gold in there. There's some good stuff. Just hour 12, up since 4 a.m. after like a 3-hour turnaround on one of those shitty jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just sitting in that truck.
Sitting in the truck. Doing a Japanese guy trying to use Siri. Hesity. Hesity.
Oh, yeah.
Hesity. I want to fuck a diarrhea. Hesity.
You want to fuck a diarrhea?
I want to fuck a diarrhea.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't have the podcast at the time.
Why does he want to fuck diarrhea?
I don't know. That's just how it passes.
It just sounds funny in Japanese.
Hesity. I want to have a diarrhea.
I think it's probably good that you're, you know, watching your highlight reels.
Yeah. No, life was simpler then.
Yeah.
You'd drive around, do racist characters.
Well, now you get to do it from the comfort of your home, dude. Mm-hmm. Into a microphone.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like, you know, people get nostalgic for simpler times, but really you just wish you were still younger.
That's probably true.
You miss who you were before you knew things.
I don't know anything.
Just you want a fresher body.
All you know is ugliness and death.
Yeah, it would be nice. I know.
In combat.
I'm a warlord.
In pain.
Shao.
Just Iron Giant.
Shao come.
Shih-Tzu.
Yeah, come-tzu.
Shih-Tzu.
Shih-Tzu.
A little cute little dog?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like, you know, what's his name? Shang Tsung, the guy that wrote Art of War.
Yeah, that's who it was.
You know, it's like,
there you go.
In his times, he was probably just some like gay, like, well, you know, I'm above getting pussy. He was probably like just some loser that was like tactics.
He was like a Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everyone's like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Is Jordan Peterson work. Okay?
No.
He's kind of like spiraling out.
Going through a thing?
Isn't the Art of War shit like, go attack them while they look into the sun, so they have to squint.
That is one of the things it says in the
book. I think that's the first art. I think that's the first rule.
Yeah. Everyone has to read it in prison. When I was in prison, they made us, you have to learn how to read the Quran and Art of War. Otherwise, they kick you out of the gang.
Interesting.
They still have sex with you, but they kick you out of the gang.
But you're not a part of it. You're not a member.
It's very painful because you've already endured all the rapes. At least you can tell people you're in a gang.
It's like going to the Marriott, but you're not a Marriott Bonvoy member.
A Marriott Bonvoy member. Ma'am, I am a Marriott Bonvoy member.
I demand respect.
I demand as many waffles from the waffle station as I want.
Yeah, dude, fucking... Some of these hotels are getting wild with what they think they can charge for their buffet. Yeah.
Truly.
I was at some place, like, I was in, like, Philly or something, like the suburbs of Philly, way out. And they were like, oh, yeah, the breakfast buffet is
$28. $28?
It was, like, some ridiculous...
For not even hot food.
I mean, there was hot food.
There was like a chafing dish of eggs or whatever.
I mean, you're better off staying at a fucking Days Inn and getting the free tiny cereal boxes, which you can take as many as you want of. And if they give you a problem with it, just say, like, what, motherfucker? I don't give a shit. I'll go back to jail right now.
Do you know who my father is?
Do you know who my father is?
Because I don't.
Jonathan Ramada.
We should probably cruise to the show, no?
Yeah, we probably
should. Oh, you want to cruise over there, pick up some fellows?
Adam loves
the show?
Cruising.
Yep, I just watched that movie. It's about being sus.
Cruising USA would be a much better game if it was actually about that.
About going to leather clubs?
Cruising the world. Thailand, wow.
Every level's Thailand.
Yeah. Going back to Thailand. Yeah, awesome. Cruising USA was tight because the final level is D.C. You go from, like, San Francisco, or you go to, like, L.A. to D.C. or something.
Mm-hmm.
And in D.C., half the race is through a tunnel filled with $100 bills.
Sick.
And it's like, this is so far from, I mean, you didn't even try.
Yeah.
This is something designed by a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Cruising USA was sick.
Mm-hmm. Eldest has a coworker who's just a single man. Who's going solo to Thailand on vacation.
To fuck
and his. It's like, there's no way you're not
having
sex with children.
He could be having sex with lady boys.
That's no way for a boy.
They might be
of
age lady boys.
That's true.
It's probably really fun if you're doing that.
Yeah, that was funny.
They probably have the best.
It's the anniversary of Sean Rouse's death.
Today?
I don't know. I have no idea.
R.I.P.
Someday.
Sunday. Gay.
Suck day, bloody suck
this
day.
This gay sex Monster Jam is coming to your ass and fucking it at the US Air Arena. Two nights only. Get fucked in your ass. Gravedigger, fuck you.
I'm gay.
Fuck you. If you come, fuck you.
Are you gay?
All right, folks. We got to head to Funny Moms. It's been another great one. Thank you to Fat Titty Amber again.
Mm-hmm. FTA.
FTA.
In the building. Come to
Failure
Funny Moms.
To appear.
Come to fucking Fat Tuesdays. Come see me on the road. Stobby.biz.
Bye.
Bye, bros.